Last summer, the state Supreme Court fined the state $100,000 a day for failing to fund basic education. Well, the fines now add up to more than $11 million. And as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, the state hasn't paid a dime.
Nope, not a dime. Only the legislature can set up an account to make paying the fine possible. But the legislature hasn't been in session. The Supreme Court asked them to come back.
And they chose not to.
This is Thomas Ahern, the lawyer who fought the school funding case known as McCleary.
It's interesting, when someone important like Boeing wants a special session for a multi-billion dollar piece of legislation, there's a special session immediately.
And there's a chance the McCleary fines still won't be paid when legislators return to Olympia in the new year. The perception in Olympia is that the fines are a sideshow.
It's more the symbolism of it. The court is trying to prod the legislature, trying to embarrass them into doing their job.
This is Hans Dunshee, the budget chair for the House Democrats. He says they want to pay the fines, but
if some constitutional lawyer that I respect says, don't do it, it sets a bad precedent, that might not.
The Republicans who control the Senate say the issue is not about the fines.
We're most concerned about getting education funding right than how to pay a fine.
This is Mark Chesler, the Senate Majority Leader. The Republicans are skeptical that education needs billions in more funding.
It's not about the total dollars. It's about how it's equitably done.
The legislature has until 2018 to come up with a funding model for education. The Supreme Court hasn't been impressed with legislators' progress. That's why it handed out the fine in the first place. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.